This is Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Shell. It's estimated that there are at least 60 million beaver in North America when Europeans first arrived in the 16th century. But due to extreme trapping, beaver saw a drastic decline in numbers. As of 1988, the established population was only between 6 and 12 million in the United States and Canada. Beaver were aggressively hunted by trapping in the 18th and 19th centuries, primarily for their fur, but also for glands that were sought for perfume and medicines. Farmers were also outraged by the flooding of their arable lands because of flooding by beaver dams. Others found the felling of trees to be a problem. Beaver are larger than muskrats, who were also found swimming in beaver ponds. But the distinguishing feature is the beaver's large, flat tail, which is used to slap the water, creating a warning sound to other beaver of immediate danger. Beaver are of the Castoramorph suborder of rodents, mostly restricted to North America. How long beaver have been in North America will probably never be known. Although they have a long fossil history beginning in the Eocene, 56 to 34 million years ago, many species of giant beaver existed until quite recently, perhaps until 10,000 years ago. Beaver are unique in their engineering capabilities of building dams along America's rivers and streams, creating backup ponds where they build their lodges, even building canals to float logs and branches that are too large to haul over land. With powerful and sharp front teeth, beaver cut trees for building dams and lodges, as well as for food. In building dams, they place vertical poles in a stream bed, then place horizontal brands in a crisscross pattern, then filling in the gaps with weeds and mud to impede the stream flow. Having created a pond, they can then proceed to construct the lodge, created of several branches and mud, which becomes hard as stone, providing protection against predators. Beavers dig out their dens and the lodges with underwater entrances after constructing the dams and lodges. Typically, there are two dens within the lodge, one for drying off, the other for living, where 2 to 4 adults and 6 or 8 juveniles reside. When the ice breaks up in the spring, beaver usually leave their lodges to roam until late summer. If a new lodge is needed, construction rarely begins before the end of August and isn't complete until winter weather arrives. Fortunately for beaver, the craze for beaver fur in the 19th century gave way to silk from the Orient. While beaver trapping still occurs in many places throughout the country, it no longer threatens the viability of the species. As long as beaver habitat remains, so will beaver. It's fascinating to watch them at work on their construction projects. Engineers can still learn from them. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Shell.